AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Some minor damage in the Bahamas from Hurricane Joaquin. Its path is taking it near the U.S. East Coast, which is already preparing for rain so heavy that some places may see 10 inches or more of rain. Our Tony Winden is live at the National Hurricane Center in Miami. Tony, you there? Well, we'll wait for Tony, and while we're waiting, I'll tell you about this hurricane. Hurricane Joaquin has been slamming the area of the Bahamas, but the damage is minimal so far as we know. Hurricane Joaquin's approach could intensify the damage, but rain is forecast across the region of the East Coast no matter what happens with this hurricane. In New York, the governor is saying our state has seen damage that extreme weather can cause. I am urging New Yorkers to take precautions for more heavy storms. No matter which way Joaquin heads, an area of low pressure in the southeast and a front stalled over the East Coast will pull moisture from the Atlantic Ocean and cause rain over the East Coast from the Carolinas all the way up into New England. Governors warning residents to be ready. Russia-linked hackers tried at least five times to trick the Secretary of State Hillary Clinton into infecting her computer systems with viruses, according to newly released emails from the State Department. Our Jack Gillum reports the infected emails were disguised as speeding tickets.
We came across some traffic tickets, and you know, we wanted to figure out, well, you know, did the secretary or her daughter or Bill get a traffic ticket? But when we started examining it more closely, we noticed that it came from New York City, but it said to just pay money to someplace in upstate New York. So that didn't make sense.
Not clear whether she was fooled. The U.S. says Russian airstrikes in Syria appear to have targeted areas that do not include Islamic State fighters. This is AP Radio News. Some legal experts are worried about police using GPS devices. Sandy Kozel reports.
Police across the country are increasingly using GPS tracking devices hidden in stacks of cash, pill bottles, and other objects to catch thieves. That worries some legal experts. Police say GPS has become a standard part of their crime-fighting arsenal, helping them solve bank robberies and other cases. But some civil liberties advocates say there's a potential for abuse by law enforcement authorities, and they worry that privacy is vanishing in this age of surveillance cameras, electronic toll booths, and mobile devices that reveal our whereabouts. I'm Sandy Kozel.
Virginia plans to execute a serial killer tonight. Alfredo Prieto raped and murdered a 15-year-old girl, and he's been linked to several other killings in Virginia and California. His attorneys are trying to save his life. They have raised concerns about one of the lethal injection drugs. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.